control a narrative is to hold power. Reclaiming control of our own narrative is the key to healing the traumas of the past. Hello, my name is Cortina Janelle Caldwell, and I am the founder and creative community organizer with Artist Designing Evolution, also known as Ade Project. I curated and produced a community gathering of sorts called Black Star Seed. One of the greatest harms, one of the most difficult things about the state that we found ourselves in 2020 and therefore this summer, was that we weren't fully seeing each other and perhaps hadn't been fully hearing each other. And so Black Star Seed became a response to that call to make things more visible.
Ann Lee Waite.
And our planting of seeds, reaching for the stars, has always informed humanity's existence. Our reclaimed stories are the seeds planted as we reach for ourselves. No longer fractured and scattered out of one another's reach, we instead are scattered across the black of the night sky, illuminating our own path forward.
Sasha Mitchell.
This is a family tree showing my dad's ancestors. Gray boxes represent enslavers who have been either named in documents or whom have been identified through DNA matches to their descendants. It shows more graphically how light skin is evidence of the rape of my foremothers.
Just as we carry civilization in our womb, we carry the dreams for our children in our hair, anchoring the planet between sun and moon. We are the song of our ancestors.
I don't know the ratio of nature to nurture that makes up our beings, how much comes from our ancestors and how much comes from the journeys we have taken ourselves, but I'm grateful for the creative sparks that flew from them and through me.
And not only being able to heal from our stories as we look back on them and realize the purpose and the lesson and the growth that they provided us, but we also, as Black women, have an opportunity to say, hey, we're here.
Lucia Darty.
Black Indigenous women need and deserve more spaces where we are celebrated, valued, held, and lifted.
We've been through some things generationally. We're carrying communities and families and committees and boards and jobs on our backs. And the thing that has always got us through is our capacity to be creative and to really think beyond.
Olufemi Lewis.
Let's see if you can piece together my story, because for too long, I've had to repeat it. I had to say it over and over again, but nobody would ever listen.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger.
That when we say Black Lives Matter, it's not just a sign, it's not just a hashtag, it's not just a proclamation, but it's actually being lived out by making sure that the Black experience is named and experienced and seen and understood in its fullness.
Michelle Ashley.
I'm so glad I came, and I'm glad you're here too, because I wanted to share. I wanted to share some of my stones of wisdom shared from my heart. While you warm your feet by my fire made from my wood and sip on this tea sprung from the tears of experiences gathered.
And that those that stand with us in community and bear witness to our experience can invite us in value and equanimity.
Miranda Williams.
As we talk about trauma tonight and addressing that, I had to address my own because I ignored it for so long. Ashton Park, that bench that you see right there, I've slept on it, and that was the first time I went to see it. There was other people sleeping on it, and that broke my heart because almost 10 years later, people still use that bench to sleep.
We move together in community solution and cooperation, and that's a major tenet of UMOJA. one of the key principles of Kwanzaa, which means unity.